Today, the radio broadcast portion of the UCC Church worship service is given by Glenda Rhodes Marg in honor of the Rhodes Girls.
Thank you. Corinthians, the letter, 2 Corinthians, verses chapter 4, verses 5, I believe it is, to 15. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to the death of Jesus Christ for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at light work in us, but life in you. And I end with verse 12. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that which the Spirit intends for your ears is what you hear, and that what I speak is faithful. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I wish more of you could have been here in the building yesterday. We showed you some pictures this morning to try to give you a glimpse, yet those pictures could not begin to show you the energy that filled this place. But maybe even more, those pictures did not show the unfailing love of Jesus Christ that was expressed. The children heard over and over again, "Jesus will always love you." Got it. What I saw was about 14, 15 parents, youth, and some grandparents sharing this story in a variety of ways to 34 children on Friday night and 32 children on Saturday. Many of these children and adults have a connection to the UCC, our church. However, through invitations on Facebook, through children and adults inviting their family and friends, we had a fair number of children that I did not know. I wish you could have seen and heard the children with their exuberance. That means their fun time. Okay? With their exuberance, questions and answers, wrestling with the love of God in their very real situations in life. I wish you could have seen it too, because many of us see the church is broken. We worry that last week there was only 26 of us gathered for worship in the sanctuary. My friends, there is strength in the church, shown in so many ways. May we open our eyes to see that at times we are afflicted, but not crushed. May we be perplexed, but not driven to despair. What I saw was two of our younger adults giving leadership, supported by others to share the faith of Jesus Christ. Ashley and Stephanie and the Board of Christian Education gave leadership to a new format of Friday night and Saturday vacation Bible school. And we did it before school let out completely. On the weekend after Memorial Day, when everybody already got their first camping experience out, so they didn't have to go to camping this week. For the children and teachers, it worked well, it seemed to, and we're going to check it out with the parents. Ashley on Friday night asked the children something they do well or feel proud about. It took a bit of coaxing for some of them to name their strengths. And I have to confess something. Reese, you know something? I got a phone call after Vacation Bible School, and somebody said, "What was good about your day?" I was telling them about the things that I had done wrong. "Oh, now, Pastor, tell us what you did good." Oh, yeah. It took me a minute. So it's not just the kids. And I bet it's not just me. I bet it's you, too. What are your strengths? What have you done good today or yesterday? And so then Saturday morning, I asked about sin, the places that the children or their friends or others mess up. Hands went up, and I filled this whiteboard with their answers. I think it's common for many of us to be able to name the places where we are crushed, where we feel persecuted or struck down. Sometimes through our own actions and thoughts, sometimes through the actions and words of another, we have a much harder time naming the places of our strengths. This weekend, we proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord. We claim the light of God, which shines out in the darkness into our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When you're working with over 30 young children, you got to be flexible. And when it is working with children in the church, we know we need to rely on the Holy Spirit so that we proclaim not ourselves, but the love of Jesus Christ. Whether Linda was helping the children make penguins or Stephanie leading games or Ashley and me formally naming the lessons or Lydia and Betty planning the food and the snacks or Jenna, Lacey, and Mackenzie and Kara supporting their groups or Howie and Rick helping with the skits or Jill taking the pictures, Jesus' unfailing love was proclaimed. The children also named for each other their reality and their faith. You talked about your faith, right? And you talked about the hard times and sometimes the tough times when kids are hard and mean and not so easy. We talked about that. I wonder how each of us outside the church and beyond Vacation Bible School show in our bodies, in our souls, with our words and our actions, that the clay pots we are, maybe breakable, are also yet strong. There is no doubt in this world there are many challenges to our faith. It is not always easy in a world where following Jesus is no longer the norm to share our faith in words as well as deeds and actions. However, we do have this treasure in clay jars so that the extraordinary power belongs to God and not to us. Friends, I know you know I have a theological education. You know I know the Bible, and I regularly, as Reese pointed out, at least in church, talk about faith and life. Let me tell you, though, that when on Friday night I looked more closely at the lessons that Ashley and I were supposed to teach on Saturday, I knew that they had to be completely redone. It just was not my theology. I could not have said what they asked me to say. So, it happened a few months ago, one of the other mothers, Julie, said the Sunday school lesson skipped the hard news of Christ's last day on earth. There is no way that the lessons taught on Saturday would have happened without the conversation that Ashley and I had a couple of weeks ago, and that continued on Friday night as we, yes, texted with each other. My friends, I will tell you, God's Holy Spirit was with us. It was present among us. God's Holy Spirit had guided us months ago as Julie and I had this short conversation about, Pastor, why don't they tell the kids about Good Friday and Maundy Thursday? How are we going to teach that? And then on Friday night and through Saturday morning, Ashley and I are trying to figure out, how do we say this in ways that make sense for the children and make sense for the United Church of Christ in our theology? It was through the power of the Holy Spirit, who was with us and among us and in us, that we were able to do what happened on Saturday and Friday too. I invite you to name the places in your life where the life of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit is evident. Can you say, even when you're fired from a job, that some good things will take place because of it? So that even though you are afflicted, you are not crushed. Can you say, when your children or your parents or friends or you yourself do things that perplex you, you are not driven to despair? Can you say, when illness and grief strike your home, you are struck down but not destroyed? Our work as followers of Jesus is to carry the love of Jesus in our bodies, our souls, our actions and words, so that the light of God continues to shine in the world. Our work is to realize, yes, we sin, and terrible things do happen. However, we also have the strength of God that we carry in our jars of clay. Clay that is breakable and yet has strength. Consider that strength as you move out from these walls or away from your radios. Today, receive the strength that is offered in the vessels given to you by Jesus Christ, our Lord, at his table. And then, my friends, go into the world, uncovering the places where the light of God and the love of Jesus shines in you and through you. Go in peace to do the work that God calls us to do. Whatever the struggles we face, know that the strength of God is in you and will support you. Amen.
Let us pray. Let us be seated. You may be seated. O most holy one, how you gift us, how you love us all the time, unfailing love. For that we thank you. Still we ask you that you would open our eyes to the needs of the world. We ask that you would open our eyes to the needs here in this community, to reach out to those who are sick, to reach out to those who are grieving, to reach out to those who are hungry, whether their hunger be within their bodies or within their souls. O God, our God, open our eyes to the needs of this world, where not all feel that they are loved, where not all feel that they are accepted and acceptable, where not all feel peace. O God, our God, be among these your children of all ages, so that they might know that we stand with you to support them. O God, show us your way so that we might be faithful. In Christ's name, amen. Let us receive our gifts according to our abilities. Let us respond to God's goodness. and loving God. We dedicate these our gifts and the promises we have made to serve you as vessels of strength in the world. Receive all that we bring, our promises and our love, and may it bring your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Please be seated. This table is open to all who confess Jesus as the Christ and seek to follow in Christ's way. Come to this table not because you must, but because you may. Come not because you are fulfilled, but because in your emptiness you stand in need of God's mercy and assurance. Come not to express an opinion, but to seek a presence, to pray for a spirit. Come to this table, then, sisters and brothers, as you are. Partake and share. It is spread for you and for me that we might know again that God has come to us, shared our common lot, and invited us to join in the people of God's new age. God be with you.